Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We're going to have to put on the whole armor of God. We're going to talk about that subject today. Putting on the whole armor of God is essential for every believer to do so that he can walk in victory. We're going to be talking about what constitutes the entire armor of God, the whole armor of God. We're going to be looking at each specific part. As we put the whole armor of God on, all these parts, then we're going to be able to walk in victory over the enemy. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, the Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." It is important that we put on the whole armor of God. In verse 10, we see that this is addressed to my brethren. This indicates that it's speaking to believers in Jesus Christ. So what's about to be said applies to all of us who are born again Christians. Also, we're responsible to do all the things that it says to put on the whole armor of God. In verse 10, it goes on to command all believers to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. This particular verb is in the imperative mood, meaning it's a command. It's also in the middle voice, and the middle voice is important in the Greek because it indicates that the subject is the doer of the action and also the receiver of the action taken. This verb, be strong, also is in the present tense. The present tense in the Greek is important because it denotes continuous, repeated action. This indicates that the believer is to be continuously strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So what we've seen so far is that believers are commanded to do something, to be continuously strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and we're going to continuously experience the results and the benefits of having become strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Now, we need to look at these words and determine what are we talking about when we're saying being strong in the Lord, the power of his might. The word strong in verse 10 is the Greek word endunamo. It comes from the root word dunamis, which means power. Endunamo means to have power within, to be empowered, enabled, or it also speaks of acquiring power to be inwardly strengthened. Now, this particular verb, remember, is in the present tense, in the middle voice, an imperative, so this is commanding us to be empowering ourselves by acquiring power, to have power within, so we become inwardly strengthened. In a very simple statement, the believer has been commanded to do something, to be empowering himself in order that he might have power within. Now, verse 10 goes on to say that the believer is to be empowering himself in the Lord and in the power of his might. How do we empower ourselves in the Lord? Well, who's the Lord? Of course, the Lord is Jesus, and Jesus is the Word. So the way that we empower ourselves in the Lord is through the Word of God. As you get the Word of God in you, then you're going to be empowered within. This is exactly what the New Covenant promises the believer in Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16. It says in Hebrews 8:10, "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts." And then in Hebrews 10:16 it says this, "This is the covenant that I'll make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them." If you look at both of these together, it's talking about that the covenant that God has made with us in these days is he takes his word and he puts it and writes it in our heart and in our mind. As the word is put and written in your heart and mind, that causes you to be inwardly empowered in the Lord. So what Ephesians 6:10 is saying is that the believer is to get the word in them, and the putting and the writing of the word in their heart and mind, that causes them to be inwardly empowered in the Lord, or the power of God will be resonant within him. Verse 10 goes on to say that the believer is also to be strong in the power of his might. This Greek word translated power here is kratos, which means vigor or active strength of force or a manifested power. And the Greek word for might is ischus, which means forcefulness or might, having mighty, prevailing, forceful power. So this phrase, in the power of his might, means actively manifesting power of his mighty prevailing force. In other words, it's the outward manifestation of the release of active power in his mighty prevailing force. So if we look at this entire phrase where it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, it says that you and I are to be inwardly empowered through the word of God written in our heart and mind and outwardly manifesting power through his mighty force. So this is a command for all believers, and this is something that is very important for every believer to do. Now verse 11 goes on and tells us how we do it. It says, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. How are we going to do this? By putting on the whole armor of God. There's only one word for that phrase, whole armor. It's the Greek word panoplia. This particular word is a compound of two Greek words. One word is pos, meaning all, every, or the whole. Well, the second word is hoplon, which means a weapon, armor, or tools for war. And the verb form of hoplom is hoplizo, which means to arm oneself. So the whole armor refers to all the weapons, all the armor necessary for a believer to arm himself for war. In the time of the Greeks, the panoplia was the complete equipment that they used for war by a heavily armed soldier. And of course, this armor was physical armor against a physical enemy. But our armor is not physical armor. It is spiritual armor against a spiritual enemy who is the devil. So you're going to put on God's spiritual armor through putting on the whole armor of God. In the New Testament, there's other scriptures that talk about the armor as the armor of light and the armor of righteousness. In Romans chapter 13 and verse 12, the Bible says, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. And then in 2 Corinthians 6 verse 7, it speaks of the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left. So the armor of God is the armor of light or the armor of righteousness so that we will be equipped and armed for war. Now in verse 11, the Greek word for put on, when we talk about putting on the whole armor, is a word enduo. And this means not only to put something on, but also to enter into in the sense of sinking into a garment or into clothes. In fact, the word enduo is translated clothed in verses in the New Testament. So this means to put something on like we're putting on clothes. And this is exactly what we do through the Word of God. Remember, it's written in your heart and written in your mind. We're putting on God's spiritual clothes through the Word of God. Now, this Greek word translated put on in verse 11 is in imperative mood and also in the middle voice. The imperative mood means that it's a command, and the middle voice means that the subject is doing the action and receiving the benefit of the action. So that means it's our responsibility to put on this whole armor of God. Now, many people in the body of Christ have taught that the believer is to get up every morning and pray to put on the armor of God day after day. This teaching is incorrect. We do not put on the armor of God by just getting up in the morning and praying to put it on. It is put on through the Word of God. This is a process of putting it on so that we have God's clothes on. Now, once we have it on, we are to keep it on, and then we are to walk in that armor of God against the enemy. Now, the imperative mood of the verb indicates that the believer is commanded to do this, so every believer must do this. That shows you that all believers have to do it. God is not going to do it for you. And so as the believer puts on the whole armor of God, he's going to experience the benefits of that armor, and you're going to be able to stand against all the wiles of the devil, as the Bible says. Now, this putting on of the armor of God is a process, remember, accomplished through the Word of God, put and written in one's heart and mind. And this is accomplished little by little. The more that you have the Word in you, the more that you have on of the armor of the Lord. And so it's a process through progressive knowledge of the Word of God. So the more the Word is in you on area after area, the more of the whole armor of God has been put on you in your life. And remember, once you have the word in you, it's to stay in you as long as you don't let the devil come and take it out. Remember, the devil does try to come and take the word out of your heart. So that means that a believer has the armor of God on in the measure that the word of God has been written in his heart and mind, and in the measure that he has kept it and overcome the temptations of the devil so that's not been taken out of his heart. Now the result of having put on the whole armor of God, as it says in verse 11, is that you will be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The phrase "may be able" is in the present tense. That denotes continuous repeated action. That means the result of you having put on the whole armor of God is you will be able to continuously and repeatedly stand against the wiles of the devil. I mean, you can overcome in all areas of your life continuously. The Greek word for the phrase "may be able" is actually the word dunamis, which means power or ability. So the armor of God put on through the word in you gives you the power or God's ability to stand against the enemy continually and repeatedly. Now the phrase "to stand" is a particular word that means to stand steadfast and not be moved by the tricks of the enemy. It's a Greek word that means to actively stand, not a passive standing, but an active standing and being established in a specific state or condition. That means that as you put on the whole armor of God through the word in you, that gives you the spiritual power and ability to continually and repeatedly, actively stand steadfast against the wiles of the devil. Now the Greek word for wiles is methodia, from which we get our word method. And this speaks of his tricks, his crafty means, his deceptive devices, all of his methods, all the strategies that he has that he tries to bring against you to entrap you and bring you into bondage. Well, with the armor of God on, you will be able to overcome all of his strategies, all of his tricks, all of the different deceptive things that he does against you. But without the armor of God on, you won't be able to stand successfully against his deceptive tactics. So that's why it's essential for you to put on the whole armor of God and to stand against his temptations. Now in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it goes on to say this, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Here the word is indicating that we are wrestling against an enemy. Now the Greek word for wrestle is pele, which means to contend as in a struggle for mastery. In other words, you and I are struggling against or wrestling against, grappling against the enemy. We're contending against him for mastery over that enemy. Verse 12 goes on to indicate that our wrestling is not against people, that's flesh and blood, but against evil spirits that are under Satan's control. Well, we've introduced talking about this subject of putting on the armor of God. I hope you'll be able to listen to all these broadcasts. We're going to be proceeding through how to put on the armor of God. Hope to see you on the next broadcast. As I close the program today, I have a book offer available for you. I have written a book called How to Put on the Armor of God, and this is available for $3 postage paid. If you'd like to make an order, please call 602-279-5212. In closing, are you looking for a New Testament church? We teach and preach the uncompromised Word of God with in-depth teaching, bringing forth scripture after scripture on subject after subject. I also minister healing and deliverance to all who have a need. I minister continual deliverance and healing, doing whatever it takes until a person is set free. I've seen the Lord heal cancer, heart problems, diabetes, blindness, deafness, dumbness, seizures, eliminate tumors, and bring forth healing from all kinds of sickness and disease, and breaking inherited generational curses. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center. Our services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7 p.m. The church is located at 2955 West Fairmount Avenue, just west of I-17 and Indian School. For more information, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.